Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Over the course of my life, I've made a point of collecting things that amused me and sometimes confused me. One of those collections I've shared with you before was a variety of newspaper headlines that conveyed an unintended and funny second meaning. One such headline was a personal favorite of mine. It said, "Grandmother of 8 shoots hole in one." For her grandchildren's sake, let's hope it was a reference to her golf game. Today I have a different list to share. This time it's an assortment of comments I've assembled over the years, comments I collectively call things you never want to hear. None of them brought happy news to those on the receiving end. I'm betting you've heard some of these too. I'm going to just start rattling them off with a brief pause in between. I know you've heard this one. "Please continue to hold. Your call is very important to us." Or how about, "Our system is down. Please try again later." "I'm afraid that shirt only comes in olive drab." "Your son has been suspended again." "It turns out we were a little low on that estimate." "Please stop by the mortuary to discuss advance planning." "Your insurance company has paid its share. The rest is your responsibility." "As soon as possible, make a legal U-turn." "Do you want the bad news first?" "That offer is only good for new customers." "Can you help me move this piano?" "Please listen carefully as our options have changed." "I've got your lab results. Are you sitting down?" "You've got something stuck to your forehead." "Hey, your shoe is untied." "Try rebooting your computer." "If you'd like to pay for rush shipping, we can have it there in 6 weeks." "You're overdue for a colonoscopy." "Can I see your license and registration?" "That's probably going to swell up on you." "Your crazy uncle needs a ride to the family reunion." "Hey, the game will not be televised in your area." "We can have a repairman out there a week from Tuesday." "We'll numb that tooth, but this is probably going to sting." "We've lost our satellite signal. Please consider alternate programming." And what about messages that start out with an apology? "I'm sorry, Mr. Jones is not in today." "I'm sorry, the only tickets left are standing room only." "I'm sorry, the warranty expired an hour ago." "I'm sorry, we have none left at that price." "I'm sorry, that office is closed. This is the answering service." Well, one thing you can be sure of, when they start off by saying, "I'm sorry," that's a lie, especially if it's late on a Friday afternoon and they want to go home. They're not sorry at all. Wouldn't it be nice if just once they confessed the truth with something like, "Hey, the office is now closed. We're all headed out the door and down to the corner bar. We're definitely not sorry. You should have called this morning." Finally, just let me say, "I'm sorry. I'm going home now."
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.